So you're there, 6'8", 19. You throw in Chapman last year, who was highly rated. Young, Sarong, and Henry, all picks in a row. Sturt, pick 17. And then you had Brayshaw and, of course, Cherry, who's just left. You got some serious young talent brewing there all together.
G'day, lads. Yeah, you're right. And, yeah, no, it's obviously another important draft to nail, given our draft hand this year. But, yeah, we feel like the majority of those guys have come on really good. Really well. You know, Chapman was injured back half of last year, so he didn't get much footy. And Sam Sturt had his injury concerns as well, which we need to get right. But yeah, we think they can play a big part in our future. So yeah, it's exciting times, but plenty of work ahead of us.
Best available for picks 6 and 8. You've got a young Western Australian over there. I think Amos, did I say that correctly? 50 odd goals from 14 games in the Colts. He'd be a nice little handy addition to your forward line there.
Yeah, I think he'll be in the mix along with, you know, a fair few other local talent. Yeah, it's a pretty strong draft from what I hear from the lads, especially early in the draft. You know, I think it, you know, evens out a little bit post pick 10, 15, but there's going to be, you know, plenty to choose from. So yeah, he'll be one of a number of guys we'll look at.
I was just sitting there watching the trade period. I know you had an early crack at Lachie Neal. But the rebuild sort of started 3 or 4 years ago from what it looks to the outside, and it's been successful thus far. Did part of you, Justin, think, geez, pick 6 and 8 are great, but what I really need is a ready-made midfielder to replace Adam Cherry? We couldn't get Lachie Neal. Did you think about having a crack at someone like a Canelio or an O'Meara getting a West Australian back? Or, you know, are these picks 6 and 8 as important as the Brayshaws and the Cherries and the Sarongs that you got a few years ago?
Well, personally, I think 6 and 8 and 19 is going to be really important to us. You know, I think you can fall in the boat of going a little bit too early with the trades and getting big names in. And I think we've probably tried to do that a few times throughout our history, and it's probably set us back. And I think the important thing to remember is we want to build sustained success, and that's usually done through the draft and bringing a core group of players together. Through the draft, we don't want to be one-hit wonders. We don't want to, you know, climb up the ladder and then, you know, drop down like we probably have in the past a little bit too quickly. So it's important we stay the course. You know, draft good character kids that want to stay and be a part of something special. So yeah, we'll continue to do that this year.
Do you think Will Brody is a first-team midfielder for you?
Yeah, we do. Yep. Yeah, I do personally. You know, he's open to a few things that he needs to improve on in the game. But, you know, in the brief conversations we've had so far and what I know of him, he's really open to and then got a really good work ethic and open to working on those couple of areas. But the thing I see is he's got some real AFL qualities, especially in his stoppage work and his size around stoppage and his ability to distribute and give off to runners. But also break the lines himself is really good. So, you know, he'll work hard to tidy a few things up and improve his game. And, you know, we'll let him play to his strengths and see what we can produce.